This is Alive with Joseph.
You know, this morning as Pastor was leading prayers, he spoke about excessive God. We serve an excessive God. And that just jumped into my spirit. And that's what we'll be talking about tonight. Talking about the excessive God. I believe that God is doing something extraordinary in this house. That God is doing something extraordinary in our lives. And as the waters of the Spirit have been stirred up, you and I have a responsibility to jump in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, he's an excessive God. Say, he's an excessive God. Say, he's an excessive God. Hallelujah. Let's run quickly. I want to start with John chapter 10, verse 10. I want us to see how excessive this God is. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He says, I have come that you may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. That is God speaking. He's telling us that Jesus is telling us that when the thief comes, he comes with a mandate. And that mandate is to steal, the mandate is to kill, the mandate is to destroy. But Jesus tells us we must rejoice because he has come. Hallelujah. Because he has come to give us life. He has come to make sure that we have it, life more abundantly. Say, I have life more abundantly. Say, I have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Because that is the God that we serve. He doesn't know how to give small. He either gives or he does not give. But when he gives abundantly. Hallelujah. He gives excessively. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. God wants us to enjoy excessive life because we are not called to merely exist. You are not created to merely exist. Hallelujah. You are called to live a life that glorifies God. You are called to live a life that displays this excessive God. Hallelujah. That is the kind of life that he wants to ooze through your life. Hallelujah. He has given us eternal life, a life that is full, a life that is rich, a life that is overflowing. Hallelujah. Say, I have abundant life. Say, I have abundant life. Hallelujah. When you read the Strong's Dictionary, it explains the word abundance as exceeding in number. It explains it as immeasurable in ranks. It explains it as over and above, more than necessary. Hallelujah. I declare that God is giving someone today more than necessary blessings in the name of Jesus. More than necessary in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It also means super added. It means super abundance. It means more than enough, more than enough. It means extraordinary. It means surplus. It means lavishly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is what Pastor was talking about today. That there is a God who knows how to lavish with his people with his goodness. Hallelujah. And that God is in our midst tonight. He is yet to lavish you with his goodness. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that God wants you to pay more than your bills. He wants you to pay more than your lights. He wants you to pay more than your academic requirements. Whatever the demand is, God wants to exceed it. Hallelujah. It is not the will of God that you just live to pay bills. Hallelujah. The will of God is that you live to fulfill your destiny. It is that you live to fulfill purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I have abundant life. Say, I have abundant life. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Everything our God does is excessive. Everything our God does is excessive. He could have just given us one flower. It will still be good. But when he made flowers, he made them in different types and different shapes. Hallelujah. He could have made one man and colored him with one paint. We could all have one complexion. But he decided to make the black, the white, the green, the blue, every color you can think of, God created it. Hallelujah. He didn't just stop with our races. He went down, he created different tribes. Glory be to Jesus. He could have just given us two tribes. But look at South Africa alone. Look at how many tribes we have. Because that is the nature of God. He's an excessive God. Everything he does, he lavishes. Hallelujah. Say, I serve a lavishing God. Have you ever seen the different species of fish? There are all types of fish, all sizes, all shapes. Because we serve a lavishing God. Same thing with all forms of animals. Now you find that on earth there are two things that seem to work up against each other at all times. Number one, we're talking about fear and faith. What is fear? Fear is the meditation on the dread of running out. There are people who live their lives afraid that they will run out. There are people that live in that zone, in the fear zone, that they will not have what they require to live their lives. They will not have what they require to meet their needs. When God delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness, he was delivering us out of the kingdom of insufficiency. He was delivering us out of the kingdom of lack. He was delivering us out of the kingdom of struggle. That is why when we give our tithes, we declare it, that you have delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and you have brought us into the kingdom of light where everything works. Hallelujah. You have brought us into the blessing. Glory be to Jesus. If you are here under the sound of my voice tonight and you are still in that zone where things are not coming together, I declare that by the power of the word of God tonight, things will begin to work together in the name of Jesus. They will work together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People that live in the what if zone, it's a life of dread. It's a life of where there is no assurance. There is a reason why we call it a blessed assurance. The desire of God is that we walk with a sense of assurance. That God will take care of my needs. There has to be peace in your spirit. There has to be a settlement in your spirit. That he will take care of what is mine. You will no longer live in the what if zone in the name of Jesus. You will walk in the realm of assurance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What is faith, therefore? Faith is always rejoicing at the expectation of running over. Hallelujah. Listen, the world worries about running out, but we get excited about running over. Hallelujah. Our expectation is not that things will run out. Our expectation should be that things will run over. Hallelujah. Say, I serve a run over God. Say, I serve a run over God. Glory be to Jesus. Why? He's a big God. He's a way too much God. He's a more than enough God. Hallelujah. Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, the God that I serve, he's a big God. He's a big God. If you can demonstrate it, demonstrate it. Say, he's a big God. Hey, a big God though. Hallelujah. Way too much God. More than enough God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You read Psalm 23 verse 5. It says, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Glory be to Jesus. He anoints your head with oil. Hallelujah. And that anointing causes things to run over in your life. Glory be to Jesus. He says, my cup overflows. Why? Because God can only give excessively. Glory be to Jesus. Look at what he says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. The TPT translation. He says, he will fling open the floodgate of heaven for you. And pour down upon you an overflowing blessing. That you will not be able to contain it. Hallelujah. Because that is how he works. He pours it in a way that you should not be able to contain it. That is the desire of God. That you experience a more than enough blessing. Hallelujah. I declare that becomes your story from this moment in the name of Jesus. The ERV translation says, if you do these things, I will surely bless you. Somebody shout surely. Somebody shout, surely. He says, surely I will bless you. He says, good things will come to you like rain falling from the sky. You will have more than enough of everything. Hey! More than enough of everything. Hallelujah. That is the will of God for your life. That you have more than enough of everything. Hallelujah. The CEV translation says, then I will open the windows of heaven and flood you with blessing after blessing. Hallelujah. How many of you have seen a flood? A flood. Hallelujah. He says, I don't just want to bless you. I want the blessing to come like a flood over your life. Glory be to Jesus. Because he's an excessive God. Hallelujah. The God that I serve does not know how to do small. He's an excessive God. Those that know him well, they call him Jehovah Nyafu Nyafu. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When he speaks of a you can't contain it kind of blessing. Glory be to Jesus. That is coming upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Listen, read your Bible very well. You read the book of Isaiah 61. He says the poor are to be preached to. Because that is how the blessing is released to us. That is how we enter into overflow. When the word is preached, the power that backs that word is released. Hallelujah. And I declare that the blessings that guarantees that we walk in excessive this evening are in our midst in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, I will pour out the blessing that you cannot contain. Glory be to Jesus. But many live in a realm of wants and need. It is not God's will for you. He doesn't want you to just nearly get by. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that you might have struggled to go through university. But even as you have entered into this realm, you will begin to pay for other children who are in university right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. As I'm speaking, you probably don't even have a place. You're probably squatting with someone. Hey! But the excessive God has remembered you tonight. In the name of Jesus. You will not just come out of squatting. You will bless people with houses. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You probably don't even have a decent car coming to church. Probably that car that you're driving is the one that laughs at you before it starts moving. But by the power of this excessive God, you will bless people with cars in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. If you're hearing me, I'm telling you, you can hear that. I'm not talking about a God who is looking for the people who just get by. But I'm talking about El Shaddai. Hallelujah. The double-breasted one. He who never runs dry. Hallelujah. That is why he has no problem with blessing all of us at the same time. And he still stands giddy by and shaken. Glory be to Jesus. He will not even feel that one has touched him. Hallelujah. That excessive God is in our midst tonight. Glory be to Jesus. The God of more than enough. Tell your neighbor, he's the God of more than enough. Hallelujah. When we walk in the excessive blessing, I'm telling you, we are at the center of his will. We are at the center of the will of an excessive God. Glory be to Jesus. We see him in Genesis chapter 13 from verse 2 to 6. It says, and Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver and in gold. Not rich in the spirit, but in cattle, in silver and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. Their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the same Abraham that left his father's house in Genesis chapter 12. But you get to Genesis chapter 13. The blessing of the Lord has manifested in his life. This excessive God has begun to show up already. This same boy who left with nothing, all of a sudden the Bible says he was rich in cattle, rich in silver, rich in gold. Hallelujah. Not only was he rich, but Lot, who went with him, also had substance. Glory be to Jesus. Look at what the Bible says. It says, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so they could not be able to dwell together. What was happening? Didn't God see that the land that they had was small? God saw it, but he couldn't help it. He's an excessive God. He doesn't know how to just give you one cow. When he sends cows, he sends cows. When he sends goats, it's goats. When he says sheep, it's sheep. When it's silver, it's silver. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The excessive God had already started showing up. Oh, that excessive God is about to show up in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, the Bible teaches us that the things that happen to Israel are for our example. Glory be to Jesus. So whatever we see in Israel is for our example. It's so that we can see what God is able to do. Glory be to Jesus. And we see God bringing out the children of Israel out of where they didn't own anything. To the point that the clothes that they were wearing, they didn't own them. Hallelujah. The same way that the enemy wants to make sure that even though you are a believer, you still are wearing clothes on credit. That devil is a bastard. That story is changing today in the name of Jesus. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The enemy, they were coming out of a place where they didn't have their own houses. They were living in shacks. Ah, but the excessive God showed up. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The same way that you might not have a house to your name right now, but that excessive God is about to show up in your life and bless you with your own in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. They didn't even own their own bodies, because every day the doctor was calling their name. They needed one form of help or another. Oh, but the excessive God who knows how to bring excessive healing appeared. Hallelujah. I declare that no matter how sick you are, the balm of Gilead is mighty in our midst. Healing is available in him. You are healed tonight in the name of Jesus. Psalm 105 verse 37. It says he brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The same way that he's bringing you out with silver and gold. And I declare that none of us will be feeble in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So God brings them out, but they had to go through the wilderness for 40 years. Even though it was not God's plan, it still worked together for the good of God. Because in that season, they had to learn three things. Number one, they had to learn faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How did they learn faith? He told them, he gave them an instruction that you need the manna that falls today will only meet the need of today. Hallelujah. That tomorrow, if you keep it until tomorrow, it will spoil. They had to make sure that by faith they believe that the same God who provided yesterday will provide today. Hallelujah. It was a season of a training of their faith. Glory be to Jesus. And some of you are in that season where God wants you to be trained in your faith, where you can boldly declare that he provided yesterday, he will provide today, he will provide tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was also a season to learn obedience. Somebody say obedience. Somebody say obedience. Somebody say obedience. Hallelujah. Obedience is very big with God. Or rather, God is big with obedience. You cannot experience this excessive God if you don't walk in obedience. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Number three, they had to learn how to hear the voice of God. In the wilderness, the voice of God mattered, because the only one who knew where Canaan was God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. If you are going to get into your Canaan, you must learn to know the voice of God. And not just to know it, but to honor it. Not just to know it, but to respond to it. Because when we hear the voice of God and we harden our heart, we can never get to where we desire. Hallelujah. Say, I honor the voice of God. Glory be to Jesus. So for that season, they lived in the spectacular. Manna was raining from heaven. Water was coming out of the rock. They never lacked. They always had, you know, expectation of provision. Hallelujah. And this is where some people live, where we celebrate that at least my bills are paid. Right? At least I can pay for the house. At least I can pay for the car. At least I can pay for the children's school fees. But this was never God's destination for them. Did you hear what I'm saying? The wilderness, God showed up. God took care of them. But all they had was just enough to be able to get through. It is not God's will for your life. Hallelujah. It is not your final destination. Hallelujah. Listen, just because we went through the wilderness for 40 years, it doesn't mean that the will of God for us is the wilderness. Did you hear what I said? Just because you have been able to take care of things just to get by for a long time, you're one of those people who can stand up and testify and say, I've seen the goodness of God. At least I can pay my rent. At least I can pay my children's school fees. At least I have a roof over my head. Those are wonderful testimonies. But God is saying to us, I am an excessive God. There is more. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, there is more. Say, there is more. God's will was clear from the beginning. When he brought them out, he told them that the destination is Canaan. The destination is a land that flows with milk and honey. Hallelujah. A land that flows with his goodness. Hallelujah. I declare over your life that you're getting into a place where you experience the goodness of God in overflow. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, my God, I love to imagine Canaan. A land where it required two men to carry a cluster of grapes. What kind of grapes are those? Ah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. An excessive God. He wants you to eat one grape and be like, I am tired already. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. A land where he says, you will have houses you did not build and wells you did not dig. Hallelujah. You know, when I was a baby Christian, I used to think that when he says houses you did not build, it means someone will come and give you a house. Until he opened my eyes, that I decide how I give you a house. The Bible says no man can build except the Lord builds with him. So whether you are given a house or you have to pay for the bond for the house, he is the giver. What he's saying is, I will help you to pay. Hallelujah. I will help you to make sure that the needs are taken care of. Glory be to Jesus. He will give you wells that you did not dig. You might not have been the one to start that business, but God will bring it your way. Ah! Glory be to Jesus. Why? Because he's bringing you into his excessive goodness. Hallelujah. Where he will give you wisdom to do things that you never thought you can be able to do. You always thought it was for them. Ah, but God is saying, tonight I'm bringing you into the them. Glory be to Jesus. When we talk about them, we'll be talking about you. Glory be to Jesus. Ah. He said, I will bring you into a place where I will water your gardens. That is the God that we serve. Hallelujah. There's a woman that is listening to me tonight. You've just come out of an abusive relationship. You've been feeling empty. You feel like, no, this relationship has taken everything out of me. Everything. You feel like, you know, I'm dry emotionally. I'm dry mentally. I'm dry financially. I'm dry in every way. But this excessive God is saying to you, I'm here to pick you up. I'm here to pour myself into you. I will pour myself into you. You will not just be full, but you will overflow. Other people around you will draw from you because he's an excessive God. He's not just going to pour himself for you to enjoy him, but other people will benefit from the God that has poured himself into you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, I know he's speaking to someone tonight. I know he's speaking to someone tonight. Because tonight the Lord wants you to know he has remembered you. Glory be to Jesus. I declare over somebody, no more living from salary to salary. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You know, to Joel, he says in the book of Joel chapter 2 from verse 23 to 24. He said, be glad then. Another translation will say, rejoice, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. He will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Couldn't he just give the former rain? Wouldn't that be enough? But because he's an excessive God, he says, I give the former rain and the latter rain together. Hallelujah. That's how excessive our God is. Glory be to Jesus. He says, the threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. Ah, that's your story in the name of Jesus. There's been nothing in your barns, but by the power of the Holy Ghost, your barns are about to overflow in the name of Jesus. Your floors are about to overflow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shout, there's an overflow. Shout, there's an overflow. Shout, there's an overflow. Hallelujah. We serve a too much God. When he sets you free, he sets you too free. When he gives you joy, he gives you too much joy. Too healed. Too full of joy. Too faithful. Too committed. Hallelujah. Say he's an excessive God. He's an excessive God. Hallelujah. He never maxes out. Glory to God. That is why the prodigal son is the father of the prodigal son is a perfect example of the God I'm talking about. When the boy came to the father, he thought he took everything. After he had wasted it and he came back to his senses, he returned to his father and he still found that the father was unshaken. The father still had nyafu nyafu, more than enough to bless him and his brother at the same time. Ah, that's my God. Hey, in him I boast. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that God is alive and alive, church, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare that each and every one of us will experience the best of God. In the name of Jesus. The best of homes. The best of businesses. The best of careers. The best of houses. The best of cars. In the name of Jesus. Shout the best. Shout the best. Shout the best. Shout the best. The best of everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. That was the story of Abraham, our father in faith. Genesis 13:2 says, and Abram was rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. Hallelujah. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. God had to separate them because they were too rich. They were too blessed. Glory be to God. He's an excessive God. We see him appearing to Isaac as well, doing too much in the life of Isaac, to the point that the Philistines told Isaac that you are making the king of our land look bad. You are too blessed that you're making our king look bad. Hallelujah. Genesis 26 verse 16, the TPT translation. It says, eventually, Abimelech's jealousy got the better of him. And he said to Isaac, you must leave us. You have become too rich and too powerful for us. Ha! Glory be to Jesus. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The king was bothered by his riches. Hallelujah. And that same excessive God showed himself again in the life of Esau and Jacob. Glory to God. The same thing that separated Lot and Abraham became the same thing that separated Jacob and Esau. The Bible says they had to separate because their substance was too much for their land. Genesis chapter 36 from verse 6 to 7. It says, and Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the persons of his house and his cattle and all his beasts and all his substance which he got in the land of Canaan and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. For their riches were more than they might dwell together. And the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's an excessive God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We see him again in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26 from verse 4 to 5. 26 from verse 4 to 5. He says, I will send rain to make your crops grow and your trees produce fruit. Your harvest of grain and grapes will be so abundant that you will not know what to do with it all. Hallelujah. He wants you to be so blessed that you don't know what to do with it anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know why it's difficult to give sometimes? Not only to God, but to others. Because you still know what to do with it all. Literally every cent is an assignment. Hallelujah. But when you get to that place when you're like, I need to clear out my closet. I need to clear out my garage. I'm not selling these cars, I'm sowing them out as blessings. Hallelujah. I've got so much equipment in my company, and there is a young boy in church who is starting the same business that I'm in. Let me bless him with this equipment so that he can establish his own company. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Where you can say, Father, you've been so good to me. Show me whose bills I need to pay. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, if you never think like that, you will never operate like that. Because God works with us from the realm of our mind. Your spirit knows the truth, but the distance between the spirit and the physical is the soul. Therefore, when God wants to move anything from the spirit to the natural, he needs to move through your soul realm. And your soul realm is your thinking realm. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He's the God who says in Psalm 35 verse 27, he says, I take pleasure in the prosperity of my servants. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 3, he says, blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Hallelujah. That is the desire of God. That is the plan of God for your life. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you off your socks. Aye. I feel this thing. Hallelujah. He wants to bless you off your socks. Hallelujah. He wants you to experience it. Glory be to Jesus. This is the good news. Yeah. When I was broke and poor and had nothing, and I heard this same word, I knew there was hope for me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. This is the good news of the kingdom. That he saves. Not only does he save, but he shows himself mightily. Hallelujah. God's will for you is more than enough. Say, God's will for me is more than enough. Hallelujah. God wants you to have too many opportunities. Too many opportunities. Too many open doors. Too many suitors. You didn't hear me. But brother, don't you bat lebar. But sister, I'm not lying. It's true. Before Eve came out of the rib, different animals passed. And he knew they were not the one. The choice was not God's. It was his choice. It was his responsibility to identify that this one is a snake. This one is a lion. But this one is the rib of my rib. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he's a too much God. He appeared to Peter in the New Testament. He showed himself mighty in the book of Luke, chapter 5, from verse 5 to 7. It says, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners. Do you even have a partner? They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Hallelujah. What kind of a blessing is this? What kind of a God is this? Hallelujah. His fish, his net caught so much fish that their nets began to break. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The fish was so much that their boat started sinking. Glory to God. It was so much they had to call other people. You're still holding all the business opportunities you're getting because you still don't know how to give to others. When it overflows, you will know yourself that these jobs that I'm getting alone, I can't do them all of them. Hallelujah. He's bringing you to that level. Hallelujah. Listen, even if they had brought big nets, those nets were still going to be filled. No matter what the size of their nets was. Hallelujah. What I'm saying to you tonight is it doesn't matter what the size of your business is. It's about to receive a net breaking catch in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's an excessive God. Glory be to Jesus. God was like, I know how big your net is, but I can't help myself. Because God small is not small. God small is excessive. Hallelujah. Say that God is my God. He's an over the top God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I close with this story. You see, the tribe of Joseph, you know, came and said, we have a problem. Our tribe is too big, but the land that we have is too small. And Joshua said to them, in the book of Joshua, chapter 17, from verse 14 to 18, go and read it alone at home. He said, look at the east, the north, the south, and the west. He said, do you see the land? He said, then go and take it. Any portion you see, go and take it. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You know, the Bible says in the book of Joshua chapter 18 verse 2, it tells us something that I feel is a prophetic message to concerning the church. That out of the 12 tribes of Israel, only three, my math is wrong. Seven of them did not possess their inheritance. Let's read it. It says, but there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And that's the story of the church. That, you know, there are people who are listening to me now. This will just be another exciting message. But there are those who will say, is that my portion in Christ? I'm going after it. I'm going after it. I've shared my testimony of how broke we were, how nothing was working. And one day we had gone for training. I was working with FNB. We had gone for training. The training session was in the morning, and we're just sitting there the whole afternoon. We're doing nothing. We're waiting for the following day. And I think he called me that we didn't have something or something. We're just talking about what we didn't have. And it hit me so hard. I said, God, I've seen it in your word. You are not a man that you should lie. I cannot be a child of God and not have. It can't be. It does not work together. It does not align. I cannot be a child of God and struggle. I've seen it in your word. I took that afternoon, I was reminding him what his word says. Something in me was burning to possess. I wanted to see results. I wanted to see results in my life. I told God, life was not meant to be like this. I've seen it in your word. Hallelujah. And a turnaround began. Hallelujah. Now, Joshua answers them. He says in verse 3, he says, then Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers have given you? How long will you delay to possess these things that he's saying to you? Hallelujah. When the tribe of Joseph was speaking, the tribe of Judah was listening, and they took it personal. And they went and possessed. They went and possessed. They went and possessed. The Bible actually says they had too much land. Too much land to the point that the Simeonites began to complain. They started saying, but we don't have anything. We don't have anything. We don't have anything. But the tribe of Judah was so blessed that they said, you know what? We have more than enough. Come, we'll give you land. Will give you land for free. You will find it in Joshua chapter 19, verse 9. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will possess your possessions in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's an excessive God. You know, Joseph's father, when he made him a coat, he could have made it one color. Why did he make it many colors? Because that is the heart of our father. He's an excessive God. He never just does one. He does excessively. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to lift up your voice and your hands in worship and acknowledge him as an excessive God. That thing you're trusting him to do in your life, that he's not just going to do it, but he's going to do it exceedingly, abundantly, far above all that you can ever ask or imagine. Expect him to manifest himself as an excessive God in every area of your life. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Lift up your voice and worship him.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.